We have a guest here.
Oh my goodness!
Have you noticed?
Yes!
Look who it is!
It's a vision of an angel.
Don't tell anyone who I am.
Okay.
Let's make it a guessing game.
All right. Well, there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah. They can see.
Oh, I suppose maybe one's not been on you yet. It's not.
It's not, okay.
Okay.
Well, hi, mystery guest number two.
Hello, what's your name? Where'd you come from?
Wow.
Wow, good at
this. That's quite a sexy northern accent.
This guest, actually, I know, he's amazing at every accent. You name a region.
I am actually really good at accents.
And they will do every accent.
Oh, that's nice.
Can we do Liverpool?
Liverpool? I don't really know whereabouts in Liverpool you want me to be from, but I'm happy to do it.
Scottish accent?
Scottish, well... I'm not very good at Scottish, but...
It's pretty good.
Can you do an Irish accent?
Channel Annie
Irish. yeah, I can do Irish, but not particularly well.
Oh!
it's not bad.
Do you know what? If I didn't know who was sitting here, I would have absolutely no idea. Not a clue who it was.
Where would you like me to be from for the rest of this?
Zimbabwe.
Listen, Chris.
You're doing Ireland again.
Zimbabwe, no, Ireland.
I am actually doing Zimbabwe from this part of the interview.
Look at this.
It's pretty good.
Where are you from, Nick, again?
It's pretty good. Hey, I'm from Oldham. Can you do an Oldham accent?
Oldham? Yeah, I can do an Oldham
accent. No, that's Zimbabwe.
No, I'm doing you, actually.
You're doing
Hey, Mr. Guest, do you know the best way to Oldham?
Yes. Do you know what? A good fact about Oldham is that they are the home of the Tuba Grip.
They are.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the Tuba Grip.
Yeah,
and
when
Lisa
you drive
Stansfield.
Into Oldham, there is actually a bridge and it says Oldham, home of the Tuba Grip.
There is.
I find that accent really sexy.
Really? What, my accent?
Not
are
yours.
You, are you into it?
But my mystery guest does it. No offense.
It's like Sarah from Girls Low. Yeah.
And she did, and she used to be sexy.
Yeah.
No, she still is sexy.
That's what I said, she's still sexy.
No, you said she used to be sexy.
Oh, she's had a bit of
a
bit melty
still.
Now.
And she's a little bit, you know,
some odd pictures.
I'm only joking, Sarah, if you listen, you know, I have nothing but love and respect for you. So, mystery guest, are you merely passing through? You're not with Shane Ritchie, are you, by any chance?
What new
I
couple?
Hope not.
Right.
No, I really hope not.
He didn't offer you to give you a lift home, did he?
No,
oh, my darling, I might be going your way. You come, I might be going my way.
No, I'm all right, thanks. I know, I'd rather not.
What have you been doing tonight, mystery guest?
Well, I went for a very casual drink with a friend of mine. I was meant to go for dinner, and then I didn't, and went for another drink. So.
Okay.
Did you get where you're going for dinner, met for a drink, and then went, I'll just let's stay here and have a few drinks and not bother going for dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. That's nice for him.
That's your style, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
I'm
nice.
On a, this is a clue as to who mystery guest is. Right. I'm on a wedding diet.
Oh.
Oh, my God, are you... Prince William?
No, the other
skipping
one.
Skipping a meal can't be a bad thing.
Prince
Wait,
Harry?
Can be a bad thing. Anyway, yeah. No,
let's see if anyone's guessing. I'm going to check
the
text.
Let me have a little look.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have a little refresh for you.
Uh-oh. Have a refresh.
Yeah, they've guessed it. But they spelled my name wrong. Mm.
People always spell it wrong, don't they? Two L. Yeah. Three L's.
The education system is not up to much.
I tell you what.
We need change, thank God.
I'd love to not go
out. Thank God for David.
I'd love to not go out for dinner with our mystery guest. It looks like a cracking night in that bar, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It does look like a good night.
Well, I haven't had dinner, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Shall we reveal who our mystery guest is?
Go on then.
Do you have a drum roll?
It is.
I'll try and give you a drum roll.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's wait for it. It is, although everybody in the country already knows who it is, I can reveal our mystery guest is...
Steve Strange!
No!
It's Lily Allen!
Too early.
No, I think people were pretty annoyed already.
Yeah, you can tell it's not. Yeah.
Three L's that gave it away.
The three L's. Mm. Are you alright?
Three L's, I like that.
Or four L's. Four L's.
We're talking about famous Welsh people.
What?
Welsh. We were talking about famous Welsh people the other day.
Yeah.
And I think that Le Cool J is pretty underrated.
Nice. Very good.
Real nice.
That was good.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Because we've got half an hour left on this show, and then I'm going to go out.
I thought you had about 74 hours.
Yeah, they do.
We do. Me and Dave do.
Nick goes at midnight.
Okay, I can stay because I live literally on the street.
Yeah,
she can see into the offices.
This is Clipstone. I'm Great Titchfield. I'm right.
Don't tell everybody where you live.
No, I want to.
No, really don't.
Come
honestly.
To my
no,
house.
No, 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 don't. And of course, she means right here where we're broadcasting from in Ipswich.
Yeah. So there you BBC are. Ipswich.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hello, Radio 1 listeners.
Hi, Lily Allen.
So what's the deal? Are people donating money to you?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Have you That's donated?
Good. Well, I haven't donated, but I have put myself up for Twit Relief.
Oh, yeah? How much are you worth on Twitter?
I think I'm pretty high up. I think I'm about $3,500.
Oh, wow. I heard Ashley Banjo got $5,000 today.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Well, he was a newcomer. I was so annoyed because he just came out of nowhere today. Yeah. I would go Twit Relief eBay on my BlackBerry search, and then I'd go... on the eBay thing, I'd go highest price, and usually I'm second from the top. The in-betweeners car was quite high.
Have you been ego surfing yourself to say, are you getting on?
Of course.
Of course.
There's no shame in that.
I don't know where.
What are you giving away for Twit Relief? What do people get?
Well, I've said that people can, or there's two options, but well, first of all, there was one option, which was a handbag from my collection.
Right, that's my personal collection.
And actually, what I'm going to do is take a picture of my complete handbag collection, and people can choose.
There are some very expensive
handbags.
How many have you got?
About 57 million.
57 million handbags.
Really, okay, like, I think actually, realistically, I've probably got about 100.
Mm. 100 handbags?
Yeah.
But you've got a boys' prize as
but
well.
But I reckon they're
you?
All probably over about $1,000 each.
Right.
So that's a good investment.
Mm.
Well, it's not. But yeah, but it is.
But anyway, so that was the first part of it. Uh-huh. And then the second part was to come to my shop, Lucy in Disguise, where they can have an evening with, you know, drinks, and they can have a free hire of one of our dresses for them and for four friends.
Yeah.
And
that's
then I got a load of complaints from guys going, well, what about us? And I thought, okay, fine.
What about a trip
to a football match or a cricket match with me? They can sit next to me and some mates, and then I'll send them out for dinner as well, which I will pay for.
I love that. Then I'll send them out for dinner because I don't want to go out with grubby boys.
No, will Agnes be there? It's a bit awkward, to be honest. It's like, oh, let's sit down for a three-course meal.
Yeah, and that's only $3,500. I think people have been tight.
I know. Yeah. Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
A bit. Anyway, so whatever. that's what I'm offered. But then today, Agus off of TMS. Mm-hmm. Do you guys know who
he is? Agus. Yeah, Agus. Yeah. He's a five-legged cricket legend.
He's a real broadcasting legend.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you glamorised S Club 7er.
Anyway, so he said that I could also throw in, if it was one of the boys that wanted to come to the footy or the cricket, well, actually just the cricket, they could drop into TMS and be given a shout-out on there as well.
That's so nice.
Real nice.
Good prize.
Well, are you on?
Agus is the classic.
I got asked to do it today.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't
what
know what I could
do
give.
What?
Twit Relief.
Oh, okay, not TMS.
No, not TMS. Yeah,
that's
you'd be good on there.
That's inner circle stuff.
Yeah, I'm never doing that. Yeah, so I need something to give away. What can I do?
I haven't got anything to give away either.
I don't know.
I was going to give away Allard from our show.
Yeah, I think that's
nice. That's a good idea.
Do we for a year.
Want that, though? Forever. They can forever. Have him.
They own him.
Yeah.
Would you want that, though?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's quite tidy around the house and stuff.
Anyway, can everybody go and bid for my Twit Relief? Because the only reason I was giving away so much was because I wanted to win. Everything is a competition to me.
Right.
And even though it is for charity, I still want to win. So, could everybody go on there and bid? I'll give you anything. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you as long as
I'm
win.
Bidding.
Anything.
I'm bidding.
But actually, the in-betweeners, but that's a car, so that's $21,000, so that's why they're winning.
Can I just say something? Do you know what? If you've no idea what this Twit Relief thing is, right, then it would sound like everyone's gone a little bit mad, and Lily's going, I mean, it's a car, but there's handbags and a day at the cricket. You'd be there going, what are they talking about? Like a big auction for Comet Relief where people on Twitter will follow you. So if you bid, let's say, for Lily, then Lily will follow you on Twitter and will tell all her followers
to follow you as well.
And I'll do a tweet about you. And by the way, I think I've got, I don't know, off the top of my head, 2,701,241,000.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
So, that happens. But actually, everybody else that's doing the Twit Relief thing, like Catelyn Moran, I think, is just closing in behind me. She's auctioning a trip to the pub.
Yeah,
and a snog as well.
She's a very clever, amazing woman. So actually, I think that would be a pretty enlightening hour and a half in the pub with Catelyn Moran.
It'd be fun.
I was thinking, Lily Allen, good cook is this lady.
Really?
Very good cook. You could maybe pop in on the boys and drop them off breakfast or something. You're a neighbour.
I do. I cook for about 10 every weekend.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Get them in tomorrow. Drop some off.
There's only two of us.
What's your best dish?
Well, last weekend, on Friday, I did a slow-cooked lamb shoulder with a gratin dauphinois and steamed spinach.
Nice.
On Saturday, for lunch, I did a Spanish omelette and also a goat's cheese and spinach frittata. Oh. And for dinner, I did...
Chips.
What? No.
Kind of
pot noodle.
No, I did something equally as fresh for dinner. And then on Sunday, I did a roast beef with potatoes, honey carrots, pointed cabbage, roast potatoes... And
wow. Do you know that advert? That advert on Sky is she's right, isn't it? No one really knows who the real Lily Allen is.
Yeah.
I don't think there is a real Lily Allen. I haven't even made my mind up as to who I am yet.
I like you as the Zimbabwe woman.
Really?
Yeah, that's my favourite.
The best voice.
You know what?
Yeah.
You two must have so much fun.
Really?
Yeah.
You two have a lot of fun.
You two are very close. You're good mates, aren't you?
Yeah.
We are pretty good mates. Not as good a mates as Grimmy is with Peaches and...
I don't think I'm good friends with Peaches.
Oh, hold on, hold on.
And Pixie Girls.
Oh, hello.
I fear
some friends' jealousy
massive,
rearing its ugly
massive.
Head.
I'm not as thin as Alexa Chung, and I'm not...
Oh, no!
I'm not as rock royalty as Pixie Girls off of that, you know?
No.
I try.
There's problems here.
Lily, do you think you could be a better friend to Nick than some of these other people?
Yeah.
Do you think you really care and love him more than the others do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lily and my mother have, like, sent...
That sounds like a novel.
Yeah, please hurry up.
Lily and my mother.
They don't use, like, letters to each other or something's happened. I've definitely been at your house and seen a letter. One from just Elton John, casual. One next to that, my mother. I was like, why has my mum wrote you a letter? Do you remember this happening? Why?
I have to say, basically, I ordered a ridiculous amount of headed paper from a very reputable and posh stationery company.
Sure, as you do.
Just for a laugh, yeah.
That actually the Prime Minister's wife used to work for.
You two have...
It's called
What
Tyson.
Do you two have in common?
Nothing.
It's unbelievable.
No, but
nothing.
Anyway, I had all of this stationery. So basically, anything that anyone, any kindness that anybody showed me in the smallest amount... I would write thank you notes to get rid of these to get rid of these pieces of paper with my name on top, and Grimmy's mum was one of them, so I sent her a note or two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right, in love letters to all
have
of
you
them.
Got through all the
I
head
think I've
paper?
Sent you one or two before.
Me?
Have you had one?
Never sent me a note
actually,
in your
you know
life.
What? It's Millsy's, the producer that has no name. I sent him one.
Oh.
Okay. Who, Emlyn?
No, you've never sent me a note.
No.
Why have you never sent Chris a note?
You should have been thanking me more than you me thanking you.
What for?
For promoting your show.
Where?
Twitter.
In the morning, breakfast time.
Deluded.
You two must have so much fun.
Mm. We used to.
You two are like so opposite of each other. There's Lily sitting there going, well, I ordered way too much personalised headed notepaper. And you can't even write.
I actually can't. I'm illiterate.
Do you cook, Nick?
No.
Illiterate, isn't it?
But he talks about food all the time. If you ever listen to Nick Grimshaw on the radio, every time I listen to Radio 1, which is every time I'm on a motorway, basically, not all the time, I listen to Grimmy, and it's like, I had a soup shift for lunch. I've eaten a solid for tea. It's like,
it's true.
Grimmy,
I feel like
talking
it's the only
about
thing,
food. He's obsessed with his weight.
It's the only thing that I care about is what I've just ate or what I'm about to eat. It's a problem. Me and my sister have it. Have lunch, and like, oh, that's nice. What should I have for tea? Like, instant.
Oh,
I plan my life around it.
That's nice.
He's
I
a
like
grimorexic.
That.
I'm a grimorexic.
Like, and he feels like he has to share with his calories
world.
With the nation.
Thanks for being my therapist.
So you two are going to go out together after the show?
I have to DJ after the show. I was meant to spend the last 2 hours
I have to go home because my fiancé, or finance, as I like to refer to him as... is only allowing me to be here because it's for charity.
Mm-hmm.
So
really?
I'm actually DJing
for allowing
for
you
charity.
To go out?
So
where are you DJing?
I'm DJing in town at a hotel at this party for charity after this. So you could actually be allowed out because, again, it's for charity.
Why don't you fly by and pick him up?
Yeah, come on.
I haven't got a car. I have to do it on foot.
Do you have any CDs? Because I don't have any with me.
Yeah,
really? And you're doing a DJ set tonight?
Yes.
I've got those things called vinyls. Do you remember?
No,
the
I don't know what they are.
The old school way of DJing.
No. My nephew.
As real DJs, we use.
Can I just say, I feel like I'm in a pub, yeah, like, with these two.
Feels like it's been a long day.
And I'm not really with them, but I'm just kind of overhearing their conversation, yeah, and I feel like they've acknowledged me with a nod.
But you're not really sitting with them.
I'm a stranger, but they've seen that I've been in a pub a while, and I feel as I'm with them, but not with them. But it's a lovely moment, and I will tell my friends about it later when they go.
Mm. Oh, what, like behind our backs?
No, but in a nice way.
In a nice way.
Like when my mates come out, I go, you know who was here earlier? Nick Grimshaw and Lily Allen Warren.
I just had that actually at Cash Point.
Oh.
Someone was like,
get a pin.
Where are you going? What are you doing? I was like, nothing. I'm just on my way home. Why are you getting cash out? No reason.
Because I can.
Because I'm venerate.
Don't judge me on it. I worked very hard for it.
Hey, Chris Moores, I always hear you saying, like, I'm going to the pub or we've been to the pub and something. Can we go to the pub, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah? Should we go now?
Well, we'd love to.
Can't we just do this live from the pub?
Yeah.
We'd love to.
No, I think pubs are closed now.
We've missed lasties.
Yeah. Pubs,
hey, tomorrow night on my show on Thursdays, we do a thing called Last Orders. We've managed to scrape a feature.
Paddy's Day tomorrow as
well. Yeah, so we're gonna do Last Orders from the pub. So I'll go down to the pub for you guys and get you some drinks.
I think by then we're allowed a little.
Yeah. Are we allowed a quick one then?
Well, I feel like it's disrespectful to the Irish if you don't have a drink tomorrow.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah. And we are Irish.
You don't want to breach international law.
You're Irish as well as me. Yeah,
so I'm marrying into Irish.
There you go.
Well, there you Comedy go. Day.
And I'm almost Irish.
Well, you were born in Hong Kong.
Yeah, my mum's from the Isle of Man. It's halfway to Ireland.
There we go. Tomorrow night.
Very Irish night.
Should we play a record before your producer?
Yes, please. Let's do my record of the week.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah?
Let's do a record of the week.
Yeah, it's Lily Allen. It's 2-inch punch, and it's called Love You Up, and it's a new genre for our ears, love step.
Oh, hello. That's Grimmy's record of the week. Is that right?
That's right. 2-inch punch.
2-inch punch and Love You Up.
Yeah.
I'm all over that.
And that's Love Step, is it?
That is Love Step, yeah.
Lily,
I'm into that record. I love it.
Lily.
Mm.
Okay. Don't go on about it. Don't panic. Everything is fine. Don't freak out. Mm-hmm. It's fine. People are going to follow you on Twitter and then try and bid for you on Twitter relief for you to follow them. But don't panic that you're only £100 more than Jedward.
Oh, burn!
I really like Jedward.
But are they worth £100?
What are they offering?
Lily? They're offering signed trainers.
Well, that's quite good.
Well.
They wear them Jeremy Scott for a
Shall I see who I'm sandwiched between?
Yeah, who are you?
Oh, Kirsty Allsop and Alexa Chung. There you go. That's a mild sandwich for you.
There we go. That's happened before.
Hello.
Why not?
She's
quite kinky, Kirsty Allsop.
She's what?
Kinky. Yeah, I reckon.
In a lovely way.
Well,
what am I?
What's not lovely about kinky?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I've been on the air forever. Anyway, so there you are. So that was Grimmy's record of the week, which is 2-inch punch.
I want to play this new guy called Frank Ocean. Right. He's very young. He comes from LA. He's in like a crew called Odd Future.
Mm.
Oh. Do you know Odd Future?
No.
Tyler the Creator is a rapper.
I love Tyler the Creator.
Oh, so do I.
Okay. Yeah.
He's got so much.
Okay, well, this is his buddy, and he's done a mixtape that you can get online.
Yeah.
And he's sampled all different songs. He sampled MGMT on this.
Nice.
And this is just a good record.
All right.
So let's hear him.
All right.
Lily Allen. Thank you.
Bye, Lily.
Bye.
See you tomorrow, Lily. All day, you're gonna come in all day.
All day
and be with us. We love you, Lily.
Bye.
Bye.
Say goodbye to the Zimbabwe lady.
Bye.